You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
The Toronto Consort is celebrating the magic of the holiday season with Heinrich Schütz's Christmas Story, December 13th and 14th at 8 p.m. and December 15th at 3:30 p.m. at Trinity St. Paul's Center. Now, this concert features the 17th century German composer Heinrich Schütz's masterful musical telling of the Nativity story, alongside exquisite compositions by Schein, Scheidt, and Hassler. Internationally acclaimed English tenor and Baroque specialist Charles Daniels, returns to the Toronto Consort to perform the lead narrative role of the Evangelist alongside conductor David Follis, the Toronto Consort's artistic associates, and an ensemble of guest players and singers. Charles joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning to you.
Now, you're the role of the Evangelist. Describe that to us.
Okay, effectively, I'm the prime narrator.
Right.
I get to sketch in all the, if you like, the surrounding stories of the biblical narrative, mm-hmm. and then particular groups of people come along and sing their bit. So, for instance, I tell of Joseph and Mary, and Mary carrying Jesus because she's heavily pregnant, having to leave their home and go along to Bethlehem because there was a census and taxation, so they had to undergo that. And of course, there was no room, the famous story of they end up in a stable because there's nowhere for them to stay. So that's kind of my job, to paint that story. And then you get specific people popping out. There's like this beautiful part for an angel, which has two vials accompanying it. You have three shepherds who are all alto voices and have wind instruments accompanying them to suggest a sort of countryside thing. So you've got an alternation of these bits of the biblical narrative, which I sing in very beautifully enunciated text by Schütz. He'd learned all the tricks that the early 17th century people, who were so sensitive to how you express text in a really clear but emotionally effective way, he'd learned all those tricks from the Italians and added some of his own.
Okay. So to be an evangelist, what kind of voice does that require other than the obvious title of tenor?
Yes, in this case, the tenor voice, it's a fairly standard. He actually describes in his introduction, he just describes it as being a clear, bright voice. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be either especially high or especially low as tenors go. So a sort of fairly normal tenor range will do. But what you need is a voice where text comes through easily. You don't need a vast amount of sound, but you've got a lot of narrative. And German, as you know, is a very crisp sort of language.
Sure, sure.
Consonant clusters to bring through.
Yes.
So that's the important thing. So it's clarity rather than, I mean, I can't imagine doing this piece in a 5,000-seater stadium.
Oh, my goodness, no. It would lose all its charm and intimacy.
I think so.
Yes.
Whereas Trinity St. Paul's is the perfect sort of space for it, really, because it's resonant, but it's not too boomy.
Good.
And all these wonderful instruments that Schütz writes so also colourfully for. He produces all these little ensembles to accompany these various groups of people. And actually, David's used these same instruments in other wonderful combinations for the first half. That size and resonance of space are just what we need.
Oh, lovely.
In this particular season of the year, I mean, everybody and their brother is doing a rendition of Messiah.
This is indeed.
And it's very refreshing, I think, for the audience to have a different take on it with the Schütz. How does it feel for? I'm assuming you've done both.
Yes, indeed. I'm very familiar with Messiah. I absolutely love this Schütz piece. I think it is. It bears comparison with any of the other Christmas stories. It's as good. It's much less extended in scale than Messiah. Mm-hmm. It's a half a concert.
Sure.
But it's the quality of the music is right up there with Messiah, and also with the Bach great Christmas storytelling. Mm-hmm. Also, he's more economical in the time of his setting, but he uses the colours of the wonderful mid-17th century orchestra available to him absolutely exquisitely. And I love the expressive means he brings to bear. I think that his music speaks very directly. I think people tend to find they're surprised by how much they are moved by Schütz's music.
Well, it will be a pleasure for the audience as well to be watching you and listening to you, and when you've done it so many times before.
It's a great thing. I'm guessing I've probably sung this piece 20 or 30 times, which is fewer than the number of times I've sung Messiah, but still enough that I'm well familiar with it.
That's wonderful.
And always enjoy doing it again, because it always comes up fresh. It's one of the great pieces.
Do you have a favorite part in the piece that you enjoy?
Well, I must say, just for the sheer grandeur of it, the bit where the angels burst out of heaven and do their glory to God chorus is an absolutely wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, part of the charm of the thing is in the difference between things. So, for instance, you get Herod, you know, the famous evil king who in due course slaughters all these poor little children.
Mm-hmm.
But Schütz sets his part with a certain grandeur. He actually brings cornets or alternatively clarini, which is a sort of small trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas Bach, a century later, he puts little snidey corners in to make it clear that Herod is telling a pack of lies.
Hmm.
Schütz lets us discover that for ourselves.
Yes.
He just has Herod, who, of course, as any king of that era would have been, was doubtless a very able communicator and could tell his lies. What's new these days? With the greatest of ease. So it's a slightly different take on it. Just the colours that he brings,
mm-hmm.
And also the way that the narration is set, I enjoy very much, because the rhythm is very supple and suits the words very well. And it's not, that was something of an innovation in German from Schütz, because I think they'd done it in a more plainsongy way until not that long previously.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he's taking some of the ideas that the Italians of Caccini's and Monteverdi's generations brought, and adapting and improving them yet further.
Mm, lovely.
I'm curious about, in your own career, at what point, or was it a certain thing that said to you, I'm going to specialize in this kind of music?
Partly, I just love it.
Yeah,
I was also just helps. Very fortunate to work with some very good people in this field early on. And I guess maybe my style of singing works in well with that. So I think there's there's various factors. And I'm so glad still to be able to do it.
Are you a storyteller?
I mean, I don't write books, but I do find that telling the stories in music comes easily to me. And especially if the composer, as is certainly true here, he just hands it to you on a plate and you just have to go with it. Sometimes you have to work a little bit more. A little mid-17th century song, you think, it doesn't look like so much on the page, but you actually sing it. You think, actually, this is very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And what often is true in that era is that you have a very direct connection between composers and the texts they're writing. They're often actually friends with the lyricists.
Mm-hmm.
And so this immediacy, I think, is a feature of 17th century music, which I find absolutely wonderful.
Well, Charles, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Great pleasure to talk.
Clearly, this is a passion of yours, and we can look forward to hearing a really great high standard. Thank you so much.
Great pleasure, and thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. We've been talking to Baroque specialist tenor Charles Daniels about the Toronto Consort's presentation of Schütz's Christmas Story. It's taking place December 13th, 14th at 8 p.m. and December 15th at 3:30 p.m. at Trinity St. Paul's Centre Jean Lemon Hall. And that's at 427 Bloor Street West. For tickets and more information, go to torontoconsort.org. Thanks, Charles.
Thank you so much.